to go inside, you begin to realize that when you begin to even glimpse at yourself on the inside and begin to wonder who you are and what you want, not what someone told you you need to be, but what you want. What do you want out of life? I know the first metaphysical book that was ever thrown upon me, I move into a house and somebody left Think and Grow Rich. They had their wish list all on the window, and I thought, what is this? And I looked at that book, and you know what I did? I marked out all the money and the abundance of money and put love. Because that's what I was looking for. I really wasn't interested in money. And many of you know today, it hasn't changed a whole lot. I like to have fun, and I have abundance in other ways, and all my needs are met. And what more? It's wonderful for me. But you know, as we go into life, we eventually run into troubles. And those troubles are the gateway to us, for the first time sometimes, beginning to look on the inside and beginning to wonder, what have we done wrong? Why is this happening to me? It doesn't seem like it's happening to anybody else, because nobody else talks about it unless they're a victim, and then they never shut up about it. So you're kind of in between. And then you go to some places and they say, oh, God will take it away from you. Come and do this and you will be saved and everything will be okay. Well, let me tell you something. We're all responsible for our lives. God is wonderment. But if we don't change our thinking and if we don't change our way of life, and we don't start living and giving, then our life still doesn't change. There's a second step to that. The second step is knowing yourself, learning to love yourself, learning to understand that the divine essence lives within our heart and our heart center. But the only way we can generate that love is when we start giving it away. In the Bible, it says we're made in the image and likeness of God. Well, in the image and likeness of God, it's unconditional love. It's not, oh, I don't see it the way he sees it, so we're going to separate. I don't see this and I don't see that. It's learning to respect the views of those around us. Because we are born, we come into this world alone. And we're going out of this world alone. And if you want to be honest and truthful about it, we're alone all through life. Because in our thoughts, we're alone. In our thoughts, we know ourselves or not, or either we're running from ourselves. But it's knowing ourselves and being able to tap in to that God essence within us if we want to find that happiness. It's learning to control our heart center that automatically begins to spiritualize our thinking till we get into that intellect that becomes spiritualized in that God consciousness. But we can't find it if we don't live it. We don't find it unless we grow into ourselves, who we are meant to be. We don't find it until we truly learn to love ourselves just the way we are. You know, I had a wonderful teacher, and most of my family on the back row over here knew my teacher, Virginia Falls, and she had a remarkable talent. She loved everybody just where they were. I don't think she ever met anybody she didn't love. Do you know why? Because she found that essence within herself, and she respected that God spark within herself, and so she accepted that God spark of that personality in front of her just where they were. Now, you know what that made us want to be? Better. Because to hear that you're wonderful and to hear that you're accepted and who you are is all right, it's beginning to take the reins of the wonderment of, oh, I might decide to change my life. Instead of doing what everybody else is doing, what I thought was right, I have to listen to the heartbeat and the beat of my drum. I have to listen to the beat of what my heart center tells me to do. It doesn't matter what a loved one or a parent or anybody else guided us anyway, anywhere. What really matters in the end is, have we used the oar of who we are, that higher nature, that higher self, to row our life to where we want to be? And when we learn to accept ourselves, something magical happens. It doesn't matter if the world accepts us or not, because we begin to grow in confidence that we are all children of God, but we have found that spark of our personality, of who we are. And when that begins to happen, we begin to see life in beauty. Instead of seeing the grass that needs to be cut, we see the beautiful green. Instead of seeing the leaves that are still in my yard, we have to see they were beautiful, and I guess they still are. They're giving fertilizer now. But you know, it's deciding how you look at life. And how you look at life has absolutely no bearing on anybody around you. I've proven it time and time again. And anybody who lives with anybody can prove it to yourself. Just because somebody wakes up on the wrong side of the bed, like they used to call it. Do you know when people tell me I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, it automatically made me madder? Doesn't that automatically tells you what happens? When someone tells you something negative, we just are going to show them. I remember my oldest daughter. She was just two, and I thought, well, I'd stand her in the corner for a few minutes. She showed me she wasn't going to get out for another 20. And you know, it seems like that too. We injure ourselves by trying to prove something to somebody else, instead of realizing the goodness within us doesn't have to prove anything to anybody. We can relax. We can let it go. Because when we're all in condition with all those rules around us, we can no longer feel. And when you try to live up to so many rules, it's totally impossible. Sometimes I fall asleep in my chair. What would it be if I was really trying to live up to that now? I'd be totally exhausted. But you see, one thing I found out by mistake, and that is when you start just loving from your heart, just loving the people. I didn't understand that because I've always loved people. I came that way. I didn't understand how some people couldn't just love the people. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody's like me. But you know, I met a gentleman once. He couldn't love anybody. He found fault in everyone he met. Well, you know, even that soul did some wonderful things. Do you realize he never found peace within himself? this Valentine's Day, I want you to all to appreciate who you are. Don't let anybody tell you how bad you are. Tell yourself how good you are and appreciate who you are and appreciate the fact that you came to this world to accomplish something. And just maybe that accomplishment might be the wonderful personality that you are. And that wonderful way of meeting people and loving people and sharing that love and sharing the gift of yourself with people who appreciate you. Maybe that's one reason you came. We can all have that talent. And it's too bad in the political arena they don't abide by that talent. Because if we all abided by that talent of loving and respecting the person wherever they were and allowing them that area to have their viewpoints, then what would we have to worry about? What would we have to worry about? There's different races here. We've talked about that before. What a beautiful bouquet that makes. You know, when Stan and I first moved down here and we went back to Indiana for a visit, and this is the truth, and I visited the malls there, when I didn't hear another language, I couldn't understand what it was, but everything seems kind of strange. And I realized everybody was white. Everybody was speaking the English language. I missed the diversity here. I missed the fact that because I love people, I was allowing myself to understand different cultures and the love and the beauty and the God that they have within them. And who am I to say that their God is not the same God that lives within my heart? You, we see, we all come from different parts of the world. In the Bible, it talks about coming together in the marketplace, all coming with a different language, a different tongue. And then it says there's an interpretation of that. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we all had the interpretation of what those beliefs are in all the peoples around the world? We just might understand that we might have more in common than what we think. It's time for us to love ourselves enough to be able to love and respect those people around us. To get up in the morning and say, thank you, God, for this wonderful day. And thank you, God, for the people I'm about to meet. And as I'm growing on my journey, allow me not to interrupt anyone else, but allow me not to enable anyone else in any negative thinking. But allow me to be the gift that God gave to me to give away. God bless you all. Bless you.